This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you know the routine. If you don't, I'm going to give it to you really quick. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those pages work together. They correlate. Same page, just obviously different URLs. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check them out. I just updated it, put the Christmas stuff out there, put a smile on your face, and a nativity scene. I think people will really appreciate that. Again, friends, if you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, that is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and or what you can do is go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean. We also have Sons of Liberty Radio. Folks, you got to add radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media as well. We got about 170,000 friends actually interacting, fighting the good fight of faith to win this country back for our posterity, the way that our forefathers did unto us. It's as if what John Quincy Adams rightly said. He said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. I just want to make sure that you get that in there, because I know most men need to be told things twice. Most men need to be told things twice.
And for all you men out there.
That's right. And by the way, if you want to jump online, you can at any time. Phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, there's so much to go on today, but I just want to let you know that I'm not going to do it all today. I'm just going to lay out, give it a little bit of a premise as to what's taking place across the country right now. And then what I'm going to do is pull up Alfonso Rachel in about 10 minutes here. And I'll let him kind of explain as to what's going on in Ferguson from his perspective. And then at the half-hour mark, I'm going to bring on Tim Brown, again, senior editor and writer from Sons of Liberty Media. And he's going to talk to you about how ISIS is actually a part of what's going on in Ferguson. They're actually trying to incite riots and the such, and they want to get involved with it. And we can go back to the CARE organization, those that have Muslim Brotherhood ties in the United States that are actually trying to help things along. Friends, as I said before, what's happening now, people are starting to come out and talk the way that I've been talking to you over the last how many weeks concerning Ferguson. They're talking about the totalitarian methods. They're talking about how, again, ISIS is a part of what's going on out there and what they're doing to stir it up. And we can go back to the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, those that are palling around with President Barack Hussein Obama and the Attorney General and criminal himself, none other than Eric Holder. As I say, friends, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. And folks, why the American people are standing down and tolerating this administration to do what they're doing, friends, I have no idea. I don't understand it, but I know that I'm not a part of it. I'm not a part of the problem. I'm going to bring forth the answers, and the way to do that is we keep the commandments of God concerning of crime so we can understand judgment, bring forth the judgment to establish righteousness and peace in the streets. And again, going back to the inscription, the mural on the back of the U.S. Supreme Court chambers, And on the back of the building, there's none other than a picture of Moses holding the two tablets, the Ten Commandments, the moral law of God, Exodus 20. And right under that, it says, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. Now, folks, I'm trying to throw up as much as I can before I get Alfonso on here and Tim Brown with us in just a couple minutes here. But I want you to understand that when I take you back to the 1960s, because we're going to be talking about Ferguson real quick here. But when you go back to the 60s, friends, every participant in the civil rights marches, they were required to sign the following pledge before they could participate. Is this what you're seeing today? You ready? Here's number one. Meditate upon the teachings of Jesus daily. Is that what they're teaching people? Nope, just the exact opposite. We know that Barack Hussein Obama is a student of Saul Alinsky, the loser, great loser Chicago organizer himself, who actually accredited Satan for his book. Number two is remember that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. That's a humble, meek spirit, friends, and meek means power under control. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Number four, pray daily to be used by God. What am I talking about? Back in the 60s, every participant in the civil rights movement and marches, they were required to sign the following pledge before they could participate. Number five is sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. Number six is observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. Number seven is seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Number eight is refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Not what you're seeing. It doesn't say about anything about looting, does it? It doesn't say anything about standing up on top of a car because justice was done and you didn't like the outcome and saying blank the city down, burn the blank down, burn the blank down. Said this young man's stepfather. Huh. Just opposite as to what we've seen back in the 60s, friends, if you were here, by the way. Number eight is refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Number nine, strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. Number 10 is follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration, who would be none other than Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says that follow me as I follow Christ. We know that Martin Luther King, for the most part, folks, I'm talking about the anointing, the call of God in that man of God's life, that prophet of God, he was doing the right thing for the right reasons. Now, what are we seeing to contrast that to the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, the Barack Hussein Obamas, who are actually trying to create domestic insurrection along with the help of Attorney General Eric Holder? Well, we see them trying to incite domestic insurrection. Now, this is how they actually, if you want to participate, you don't have to sign a pledge. You just go ahead and follow the leader, whoever that may be at the time that's destroying, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. But going back, number one, meditate on the media and anything but the teachings of Jesus. This is exactly what they're advocating. Number two, civil disobedience to just laws. Don't obey the law. Do what you want. Take it. It's yours. Take from the haves and give to the have-nots. There's this entitlement attitude that it's given to them, and for some reason it's, oh, that's why they can loot, that's why they can break into stores and take something that doesn't belong unto them. Civil disobedience to just laws through force in hopes of an unjust victory. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of thuggery and pride. Exactly. That's exactly what you're seeing. Number four, play the race card as you are enslaved through deception by a godless administration daily. Number five, sacrifice the needs of others. Hey, no skin off your back, just take somebody else's. Gain is the goal. Number six, send threats to those who disagree with you. Number seven, seek to have it your way at all costs. Lie if necessary. Number eight, use fear in force. What are you seeing? That is totalitarianism, friends. Number nine, strive to take from others because you deserve what you take. Just go ahead and do it. But the President of the United States, he who is actually advocating the crimes, friends, what does he do? He gets on television and he tells everybody, oh, you know, I'm not for this and we need to stop this and, you know, we're for the rule of law. But, you know, we know that there's disobedience and other things taking place and we need to fix this race problem between the cops and the protesters. And cops, would you just be nice to the protesters, even if they're breaking the law? Folks, this is hypocrisy. Condemn it in the north and justify it in the south. It's nothing new under the sun. You got Bradley and Stephanie coming back with Alfonso Rachel right after.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my goodness, boy. Just kind of, folks, we're doing live radio here, and I'm just kind of scanning the scene on the internet right now, and it's just all over the place talking about what's going on in Ferguson. And just over the top. I mean, folks, the writing's on the wall. We see what's going on in this country. We see who's behind it. By the way, friends, we've been talking about it for years, how they're trying to incite domestic insurrection. We're seeing actually protests going on all across the country. We've just seen one here in Minneapolis. Folks, you need to understand, they take the pictures. And then what happens is the state-run media comes in and they create the war. You need to understand that. I remember when this first came out, when an individual started to speak out as to what was going on after this shooting took place, where this individual came forth on film and said, hey, listen, that there's people going around trying to get provocateurs to actually stir things up. And then they went to the communities, namely the churches in Missouri, and they said, you know, we see what the state-run media is doing here, but the fact of the matter is there's just not a whole lot of people. What they do is they go to a, you know, a company, a gathering of 50 people. They take a picture of it, and then they put it out to the state-controlled media like everybody's about protesting what's going on in Missouri. So, folks, we got to take it for face value. But, again, if you want to know how it works, someone takes the pictures, the state-controlled media, they come in and they create the war. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. What I'm going to do, friends, is I'm going to pull up a new friend of mine, Alfonso Rachel, who's a PJTV commentator. With his videos called Zone Nation, and he's also the drummer for the band 20 Pound Sledge. I like the name. First of all, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
All right, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on. Interestingly enough, I just actually was calling out to some of my friends because of what's going on a nationwide basis. And my friend Kent Thielen actually called and said, hey, Bradley, I got a guy for you. His name is Alfonso Rachel. And I said, dude, that's the third time this guy's name has come up. It's the Lord. I got to call this guy, see what's going on with him. I started doing some homework on you, Alfonso. And sure enough, you happen to be one of my friends. And I kind of, with a smirk on my face, just kind of smacked myself in the head and said, wait a second, we're already friends. How didn't this happen a long time ago? But in saying that, thank you again for joining the show. I want to know, what is your perspective as to what's going on in Ferguson right now? And are you buying what's being sold?
Definitely not buying what's being sold. I reckon the word that comes to mind for me, man, is catharsis. You know, this really isn't about Mike Brown. If this is about justice for Mike Brown, it is a poor example of what justice is. I mean, if you got to go in and burn down the businesses of contributors to your community over the supposed outrage over a taker of your community, then something is definitely wrong. This is not justice, and it's very disappointing.
Well, what's interesting about it to me is the fact that just yesterday we seen that, you know, the president came out. He said, "This is what we want. We're a nation ruled by law." And then he starts to kind of throw in divisive comments like, you know, we want to make sure that the police handle this with the protesters the way that they should. I mean, with the little innuendo behind it, like, you know, I'm doing a little dividing here, people. Did anybody catch that? Hopefully you didn't. And what's interesting also is we have the Al Sharptons, we have the Jesse Jacksons, we have the Attorney General going down there and citing this as to what's going on, not just in Ferguson, but on a nationwide basis. I mean, we go back to the 66 Watts riots, if you remember that. I was just born that year, but in saying that, I remember reading about that, and I thought, wait a second, what's going on here? And then we go to the 92 riots in L.A., and now we're here in Ferguson, Missouri now, and it seems to be getting worse and worse and bigger and bigger. I mean, let me ask you this, Alfonso. Do you believe that it is actually contrived, or do you just think it's happening and it's rolling out the way it is really rolling out for the people to see?
No, it's definitely contrived. It's a lot of this stuff is being staged. It is a point of raising more heat than raising light. You know, it's about getting people angry. It's about ratings. It's about dividing people and knowing how to herd people to the voting booths. It's a lot of things. Basically, the main word is that it's very insidious.
Oh, amen. Amen. You know, here's another thing. We just seen Dad come out yesterday, the stepfather, and when the verdict came out, they weren't happy about that, obviously. It's not an issue of justice. It is an issue of color, and I'm kind of curious to know actually who's feeding that fire, who's throwing wood in that fire, because I know I go back to one of the heroes of the faith named Martin Luther King Jr. Sat with many of his friends. I sat with Andrew Young. I sat with Billy Kyle. I sat with Roger Wilkins, who used to be the head of the DOJ during that time. And it's interesting that he said, we're not to judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. Now we're hearing from this administration, in so many words, and to the state-controlled media, that we're to judge men by the color of their skin and not by the content of their character. What say you?
Well, I would say that Martin Luther King right now is doing like serious turbo gyro spinning in his grave right now about what's going on. And until this very day, people are trying to make this about skin color, that Mike Brown was shot, you know, just because of his skin color. That was his crime. That's why he was shot. Mm-hmm. And they refuse to look at the overwhelming evidence against him. And these riots that are breaking out are reflective of the kind of behavior that he had in the first place. Mike Brown started looting before the looting started and taking the streets.
That's
he was
right.
Looting the day that he got shot.
Yep.
He went in, tried to strong arm rob a liquor store, successfully did it, walked out in the middle of the street. I don't care what skin color you are. You're walking down the middle of the street, a cop is going to stop you. And if you and you don't have to be armed to be a deadly threat to somebody. And he proven to be a deadly threat. This cop was in danger. You know, and it's like, and I know I'm not allowed to say this. I understand that. I'm not allowed to say this. But you know what? This excuse making is the biggest detriment to the black community. You know, this has to stop. This has to stop making excuses for each other and acting like we haven't done anything wrong. Right now, so we need to go ahead and do away with that and own up to this, and maybe this will stop happening.
Well, amen. Wasn't it Ben Carson that said he was taught by his mother that when you quit making excuses, then the only thing that you can bring forth is answers?
There you go.
Well, that's what we should be doing.
Yeah, it completely makes sense, and especially when you look at a man such as Martin Luther King Jr. and what he stood for, and going back to your quote earlier about you don't judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. What did Martin Luther King preach? He preached peace. He preached, listen, we all need to get along. We're all in this thing together. And I'm reminded when you're all talking back and forth about when Martin Luther King was shot, there was riots in all these different cities except for where RFK kind of let them know what was going on. Now, that went against everything that Martin Luther King Jr. stood for. He was nonviolent. He didn't want violence. But what happens is when you don't pay attention to those lessons, as you mentioned, it's not about skin color. I don't care if you're white, black, brown, purple, or yellow. If you're walking down the street and you're doing things you shouldn't be doing, you're going to be stopped. And especially when you're assaulting people, you know, running into police officers, what do you expect? Look at the facts rather than someone's skin. It's pretty black and white to me, no pun intended. But when you look at what's going on, you know, what happened, what are the facts? You judge it by the facts, not by anything else, and you can come to the right decision.
Yeah, we're ruled by law, not by opinion. And keep in mind as well, Martin Luther King always premised his conversations off of the Declaration of Independence, and also making reference to the fact that we receive our rights given unto us by our Creator. So it wasn't an issue of color. And you know what's interesting here, Alfonso, more than anything, is the fact that, you know, I've done a lot of high schools across the country, and I've been across the country over and over, and I still am across the country over and over and over and over again. And I'm not seeing the issues that the state-controlled media are trying to blow up. I mean, this whole race issue doesn't belong to my generation. It doesn't belong to our generation. This is a thing of the past, and if there was wrongs, they have been righted. And if there's still wrongs that remain today, then we all need to stand up together and right the wrongs.
Indeed, but the thing about racism is that it has a nice cha-ching sound to it. And as long as people can make money off racism, yeah, you're going to have a stake, and not only make money off it, but make votes off of it, and it's all pretty much all relative. So that's always going to be an issue. That can be changed, though. You know, it's changed, like, you know, with folks like you having their radio show and getting out there and speaking out, and you know, finding more engaging and interesting ways to be able to present, you know, illustrations to show how the people are basically being hoodwinked and bamboozled.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I just watched the video of the police officer who came forth, and I agree with what he said. And it was actually said that no matter what the situation was, no matter what color he was, if the cop did something wrong and he broke the law, throw him to jail. I don't care if he's black or white, again. But if he's not, then he did his job. And interestingly enough, the cop that shot Michael Brown actually came forth, and he was asked by the reporter, so do you have haunting thoughts and haunting memories, and do you have a defiled conscience now? And he said, no, my conscience is clear because I did my job. And what's also interesting, my friend, is the fact that when you look at what's going on online right now, more pictures are coming out, more of the real stories coming out after the fact. And it seems to always work for big government when they want more control, when we begin to see these riots take place. And I think the reason we are having riots right now, for the most part, obviously the outcome that the state-controlled media wanted. But Martin Luther King comes to my aid when he said, listen, riot is the voice of the unheard. Now, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a real quick break. We're going to come back with Alfonso Rachel. Again, he is a PJTV commentator with his videos called Zone Nation. Friends, check it out. He's also the drummer for the band 20 Pound Sledge. Like that name. I don't know if it's as cool as Junkyard Prophet, but I like it, Alfonso. No pun intended.
I a little biased there, but
Yes. Good. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, we got Alfonso, Rachel, again, who's a PJTV commentator with his videos called Zone Nation, and he is also the drummer for the band called 20 Pound Sledge. We want to just tell you, first of all, thanks for jumping on here with me in such a short notice. And second of all, Alfonso, how do people get a hold of you?
Hey, thanks, Bradley. Well, my website is alfonsorachel.com. My band's website is 20lbsledge.com. Videos from PJT's Zone Nation are featured on my website, and you can also find them on pjtv.com.
How's your band doing anyways? I'm just kind of curious.
Hey, well, you know, when you're self-publishing, man, it's like being a door-to-door salesman. But, you know, we're trying to get out there, you know, rock the gospel gone grizzly style. So, you know, that's what's up. And so far we're being well-received. and hope to just keep it going.
Awesome.
Salt and light job.
Awesome. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon, okay, Alfonso? I might just get a hold of you right after the show here, if that's all right.
Thank you, Alfonso.
Sounds good.
Appreciate it. We got Tim Brown, folks, jumping on with us from Sons of Liberty Media, again, editor. And he's the big cheese over there. And I just want to introduce him as the big cheese. Tim Brown, writer and editor over at Sons of Liberty Media. You're the boss. How's it going over there,
cheese.
Boss man?
I don't know. I feel like I'm the guy who shouldn't be following Alfonso coming on.
Hey, Tim, we got 15 minutes, and Stephanie, you know, she just said to me, man, I said, we're flying, and she said, yeah, we are. And it's like, I got to get as much information out there as possible for the short amount of time that we're allotted. And that's by choice. We could have more time. We just don't have time to do more time on the radio. So anyways, in saying that, Tim, thanks for jumping on with us really quick. You just wrote an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Ferguson Conspiracy Exposed. I want to take it a step further, pull the mask off. What's really behind the Ferguson explosion? By the way, it's taking place across the United States of America, or at least we're told.
Oh, sure. Well, as much like you guys were talking about before, there is obviously that which is contrived, and it's feeding off of some of the emotions that some of the people are sensing there. Obviously, family members think that justice wasn't done, and that their boy was just a good little, well, not a little, but a gentle giant. In that article, I basically pulled off of, speaking of Kent Thielen, our friend Kent has a friend named Bill Whittle, who also does some stuff for PJ Media and Firewall Video that he did on this issue. And he exposes exactly what's going on. Yes, there is a racial component of criminality in America, but unlike what is being displayed in the media, it's not black on white crime, or it's not white on black crimes that are the issue. It's really the black on white crimes that are the issue. And there, in some cases, when you consider for population, it's 200 to one.
That's right.
In terms of the crimes committed, violent crimes, that he points out. And what we see from both the current Obama administration, and we also see in much of the media, is they completely flip-flop that around.
Yep.
And, you know, as we talked about yesterday, the young man Dylan Taylor out in Salt Lake City back in August, who was shot unarmed by a black policeman, and this was a white 20-year-old boy that shot and killed. There weren't riots going on out there. People weren't losing their mind over that. But behind the scenes, like Alfonso said, people are making money. If racism was not kept alive, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, and the rest of the gang who are with them wouldn't have a job. The NAACP wouldn't have a job.
Or they would end up in jail. And by the way, we know that's where Jesse's kid is. And number two is when we look over to Mr. Sharpton, we know that he owes $4.5 million in back taxes. So, yeah.
He's an FBI informant. We found that out here recently as well. So, you know, he hasn't been honest about who he actually is in the first place.
Yeah, what a stooge.
But Pamela Geller has come out and brought the issue to the forefront of seeing other people who are behind this. And these are the known accomplices of this administration, CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations, who is tied with Hamas or an unindicted conspirator, the Holy Land Foundation trial, as supporters of Hamas. They were recently designated as a terror group by the United Arab Emirates. These guys are behind this whole thing that was going on in Ferguson. If you remember, what was it, just a month or so ago, we had the article up with Jake Tapper of CNN, and he's interviewing a guy walking down the street, and somebody's holding up a sign saying, ISIS is here. We can designate all of these Islamic groups into one thing. They're Islam. They follow the same guy. They follow the same book. And so no matter what name you put on it, they're Islam. And as I was talking with you earlier today, there are many in the black community who have not followed Islam per se, but the Nation of Islam, which is very similar, but it's really picked up in the black community. And we've seen that there are a number of ISIS supporters who are in Ferguson. She provided some Twitter pictures of them burning flags there, American flags. They have the strategy mentality of the U.S. terrorists, that white man is better than black man.
You know what's interesting about this, Tim, though, is the fact of the matter is if the black populations, by the way, for those that did not know, Alfonso Rachel's a black man. He is my brother. All nations are one blood. See, when this takes place, the reason it takes place is because people don't have the knowledge to understand what's really going on, and they don't really care what's going on. So what they do is they go out into the streets, they listen to the state-run media. They follow their little goon squads like the Al Sharptons, and if anybody really does pay attention to what they're saying, and or Jesse Jackson, and or Attorney General Eric Holder, and or Barack Hussein Obama. And friends, what they do is they use their own for their own purposes. I mean, if we look at Barack Hussein Obama, he is the one that's advocated the murder of over 242 times. He voted in favor to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. Does anybody realize that abortion is aimed at the black and Hispanic populations? Folks, have you taken the time to understand that he's their stooge? Because when you go back behind the New World Order, these monkeys, these people that think they rule the roost, these elitists, keep in mind they're a bunch of white dudes using a black dude to destroy his own, and they found a black dude to do just what they wanted him to do their biddings. And if the black communities would simply wake up to what Barack Hussein Obama is, then you could begin to deal lawfully with the right people. But what we see is we see a bunch of probably a small population of black folks that are not taking the time, but it is an issue of color with these people. They begin to attack because they didn't get the outcome that they wanted, because they didn't care about what the law said. They didn't care about justice. They just wanted it their way at all costs, because that's what these devil's minions keep bleeding and dropping down into their ears, is the information that they want them to have and not the truth, which is no, by the way, that is not an excuse on their behalf. They are just as accountable as anybody else is to actually do their homework to find out what the facts are. But if people would open their eyes to see what Barack Hussein Obama is doing here, and I'm talking mainly to my black brothers and sisters and my Hispanic brothers and sisters, you could open your eyes up and see real clearly, it's not hard to find that he is the enemy to this country, not just to the white folks, but to the black folks, to the law-abiding citizens throughout the coast of the United States of America. And I've had enough. And then when we begin to talk about what Pamela Geller is doing here, Tim, concerning the Islamic State, ISIS, this is exactly what dictators do. We have a guy create the crisis, then he has the answer, and that's exactly what he did. He got on television, he said we're a nation that's ruled by law, and then he starts to drop his little divisive seeds into the mix, telling the cops, hopefully you'll deal with the protesters lawfully, and you won't be so hard on them. What is he saying? The innuendo is, wait a minute, you just shot a guy, we don't want you doing that again. So what is he doing? He's feeding the black population that doesn't know their left hand from the right hand, and to stand up and be angry because Barack Hussein Obama, we heard what you said, President Barack. We know what you said, man. We're on your side no matter what. And then we get a foreign enemy that's out to destroy everybody, saying, one of the Twitter feeds actually on this article was this: Muslims stand by its black brothers and sisters. You're all welcome to Islamic State. We will embrace you and love you. No, really what it is these Muslim stooges are playing the stooge too to the minions that are ruling the roost, because they're getting paid to do it. And I'm tired of it, Tim. I'm tired of it.
Well, no, you're exactly right. They're using it for their own ends, and they see it as a means for that. And so if they can stir up the people and they can say, come to me, we'll welcome you with open arms, and we'll join hands, and we'll fight a common enemy, which is, and from their perspective, the white Americans. They're more than happy to do that.
Well, look at how they're feeding them. Here's another Twitter: yep. March against tyranny and arm yourselves against the true terrorists of our time, the U.S. government. The institution of government is not corrupt. It's the men that are behind, that are a part of the institution. And friends, as Abraham Lincoln, who better to say it than he himself, but Abraham Lincoln was right. We're not to throw off the Constitution. We're not to throw off the government. We're to throw off those that pervert the Constitution and those that pervert the very spirit of who we are as Americans. Without law and enforcement of law bringing forth justice, we don't have an empire. That's what ensures our empire. Justice is the guardian of liberty, and guess what we're missing? The American people are rolling out, and they're just letting this administration do what they want. And I guarantee you, a great many people in this land, Tim, are chuckling this off, just saying, ah, it's no big deal, just let them do their thing, when in fact it has everything to do with you, because friends, this administration has been attacking you on every front since day one, and now again, he's got two more years, are you going to let it go? Because I don't believe in any sense of the word that we should, just had a deja vu. But Tim, what is your perspective on this? Because I know Pamela Geller actually wrote the article. It's called Twitter, Islamic State ISIS supporter called the U.S. or to use Ferguson protests as a cover for jihadist attacks. Interestingly enough, just yesterday I was talking about how we need to pay attention as to what's going on outside of the country right now. Because, you know what? This is what communists do. They create insurrection, domestic insurrection, and then they want to overthrow to bring forth a new government. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back up with Tim Brown, senior editor for SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back up.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Tim Brown online right now talking about the Islamic State ISIS supporter calls to use Ferguson protests as cover for a jihadist attack. Brother Tam, got to say this real quick, but it's interesting that we've done some homework and we found out that Adolf Hitler actually used jihadists too. Did you know that?
Well, sure he did.
Yeah, see, people don't understand that he was the one creating the chaos. He was the one trying to establish his Third Reich through bringing forth a new world order. And it's interesting that the people haven't figured this much out yet. But here we are. I want to do this. I'll give you the last word. I'll hold my peace. But I want to say it this way. I want you to disarm these jokers, and I want you to show who it is that's responsible for what's going on through ISIS, through Ferguson. Because people need to understand that part, because if they don't understand the history of dictatorships and how they work, guess what? History is going to repeat itself.
Yeah, well, I can give you a good example, a good historical example, and then draw it up to where we're at now. The historical example I would give is from Oliver Cromwell in England. And for many people who don't know, the King Charles I was supposed to be over a king over a Protestant country. And what he did was he married a Roman Catholic woman, and as a result, he worked with Roman Catholic countries to come in against his own people. And when Cromwell found out about that, he actually was a man of principle, and actually, put more than his rhetoric, unlike today's Republicans do. He actually put some feet to it and started a war, over the whole issue. They arrested Charles. He was tried, and Charles, in his arrogance, Oliver Cromwell continued to want to give him the throne, yeah, and the crown, because he feared God over that. But he said, you're unrepentant. You're wanting to do this to your own people. You're a traitor to your people. And they cut his head off. Now, we see a man in the White House who's doing the same thing. And everybody thinks that freedom of speech and freedom of religion applies to all this kind of nonsense, that people can just incite a resurrection, or excuse me, a insurrection. They can come in here to undermine the government that we have. And we've seen that with many of the Muslim organizations. We saw that with the guy who is married to Michael Brown's mother. And just take, for instance, these things here. The Muslim Public Affairs Council came in August issuing tweets out to the people of Ferguson saying, quote, "With a black power fist in the air, we salute the people of Ferguson and join in your demands for justice. We continue to find inspiration and strength from your struggles through the ages and your revolutionary leaders like Malcolm X. Your struggles through the ages have been an inspiration to us as we fight our own battles for basic human dignity."
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are the people who come from a guy who is a murdering, thieving pedophile, and whose descendants and followers are murdering, thieving pedophiles. How is that dignified? And yet this president, who grew up Muslim, there's no discounting that. He's never renounced that, though he claims to be Christian. And if you read his interview from 2004, there's not a Christian doctrine in any of the answers the man gives.
Yes.
He is an antichrist. And so when you look at that, you see who he's covering for. He's covering for the enemies of America to come in and to undermine our government, our way of life, and let's be honest, he is not the first to do that. His predecessor did this stuff too.
Yep.
When he said, "We're not at war with Islam." Yes, we are.
Yep.
We're definitely at war. It's an ideology that is seeking to infiltrate America, and sadly, Christians think they're so heavenly minded they're no earthly good. In the fact that they never bring that to bear in this world, because the kingdoms of this world are the kingdoms of our God and His Christ now. We're not waiting on that. And as such, we should be the ones advancing the King's calling and the King's law.
That's the Bible I read, Tim.
That's exactly right.
Every day of my life, I'm trying to figure out where did he promise us, defeat? He didn't. He promised us victory, but he also said, "Be thou perfect and walk before me." In other words, obey, follow the Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. And when you fail to do that, this is what's going to happen. And shame on a country that, again, professes their Christianity and does not obey from the heart that form of doctrine that's been given unto them, they don't understand the price paid for their freedoms, and that is the only reason that they would allow such atrocities to take place on a daily basis in their country, Tim.
Yeah, well, you know, the song is Onward Christian Soldiers, and for sadly for many, it's Onward Christian Benchwarmers.
Yes.
Yeah, they're willing to let the world take over government, school, you know, any area of public life and say, well, that's not for us. We're bound for heaven. Yeah, we're citizens of heaven. No question about that. But this world is our God. And so our God has given us instruction on how he wants things conducted. And so we ought to be looking to advance that in every area of life. And sadly, the reason we're in the situation we are is because Christians, like many people, we become complacent. We become overwhelmed with other things, and we just have lost the vigor to be in the fight. We've not learned. The ball's been dropped for a couple of generations now in passing that on. And so some of us are still trying to find what's been lost.
Yeah. I want to jump over real quick. We've got about 3 minutes left. I'm going to hold you over till the end of the hour, Tim, if you don't mind. But isn't it interesting to you that, you know, if someone goes to a football game, the majority of the players on that team, for the most part, it seems to be that they're black players. And if you look at the seats that are filled, 20, 40, 60,000 people coming to a football game, it seems like they're white people. I don't see a whole lot of race wars going on in the sports world. If I go to a boxing match, it's interesting that the heavyweight champion of the world, he's a black dude, and thousands and millions of people across the world will watch that black boxer and they'll cheer him on. I don't see a race war there. If you watch a baseball game, there's many blacks, there's many Hispanics. I don't see a race war taking place on the field. I'm just kind of curious to know how this works and where is the American people. What are you feeding on if you do believe what's going on? What must you be feeding on to actually believe what's going on here? Because, again, I have been from coast to coast, from Texas to Minnesota, over and over and over and over again. And I'll tell you what, for the most part, people are colorblind. Now, again, going back and seeing what took place in the past, that's right, we've righted the wrongs. This race war issue does not exist in America today. And if it does, again, it's to my eyes, I must have frontlets on because I don't see it. Tim, when I'm saying that sort of thing, what's going through you? Because, again, my friend, I don't see race issues going on in the United States of America right now, except the ones that the state-controlled media and this administration are actually responsible for contriving.
Well, sure, and you don't even have to just point to those areas. Just point to the people who are saying there is a real race issue there. Let's point to Obama. He's considered a black guy. Let's point to Eric Holder. He's not white. Let's point to people like, and they're knuckleheads, but Sheila Jackson Lee. What was the lady we had that recently that we did the story on? I'm drawing a blank. On the Sharia law, the black lawmaker.
Oh, yeah, Jackson.
No, the other lady.
Oh.
Anyway, we can look
another
at
knucklehead, Tim. Another knucklehead.
Any of these people, and a lot of them are communist affiliated.
Oh, they are.
We can look at numerous people who are well off, and we can go to the other side of the spectrum. We can go to people like Thomas Sowell, Walter E. Williams, or any of these guys who've been very successful. They're very intelligent. They've done very well for themselves, and the color of their skin hasn't made a dime's worth of difference as to what they are. But their ideologies are light years apart.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why they've been appointed. I mean, there's no question about it. They're appointed for judgment. And again, friends, really what it comes back to is what's happening in the country, in this country, namely, is perfect judgment. We are under the judgments of God. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We can look at see what's going on with illegal immigration. We see this administration now beginning to offer them financial assistance. They're alluring them into the United States through an illegal agenda called Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. The Bible says that they'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail if you fail to keep the commandments of the Lord. We can talk about the judgments all day. Tim, I got to ask you one more question, and then I'll let you go right before the end of the show here. Can you please define for me knucklehead?
We might know it as idiot.
Okay. I thought you'd be a little more quick on the uptake on that one, but I do have a pitcher. And by the way, I'm not demeaning you in any sense of the word. You're the boss, man. But in saying that, we got L. Sharpton, we got Jesse Jackson. I mean, we got the most debased of the debased stirring this stuff up again. And here you're sitting back watching 315 million people watch the show. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. Thank you, Tim Brown. Thank you, Alfonso, Rachel, as well, for joining us today. I really do appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, First Down 318. Love you by what we'll do and what we do. I'll talk to you in 23.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.